بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: قال عثمان بن الهيثم أبو عمرو حدثنا أوف عن محمد بن سيرين عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: وكلني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بحفظ زكاة رمضان، فأتاني آت فجعلوا يحثوا من الطعام، فأخذته وقلت: والله لا أرفعنك إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال: دعني، فإني محتاج وعلي عيال ولي حاجة شديدة. قال: فخليت عنه فأصبحت. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أبا هريرة، ما فعل أسيرك البارحة؟ قال: قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: شكا حاجة شديدة وعيالا، فرحمته فخليت سبيله. قال: أما إنه قد كذبك وسيعود. فعرفت أنه سيعود لقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه سيعود، فرصدته فجعل يحثو من الطعام، فأخذته فقلت: لأرفعنك إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال: دعني، فإني محتاج وعلي عيال لا عود. فرحمته فخليت سبيله فأصبحت. فقال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أبا هريرة، ما فعل أسيرك؟ قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: شكا حاجة شديدة وعيالا، فرحمته فخليت سبيله. قال: أما إنه قد كذبك وسيعود. فرصدته الثالثة فجعل يحثو من الطعام، فأخذته فقلت: لأرفعنك إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهذا آخر ثلاث مرات، إنك تزعم لا تعود ثم تعود. قال: دعني أعلمك كلمات ينفعك الله بها. قلت: ما هو؟ قال: إذا أويت إلى فراشك فقرأ آية الكرسي: الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، حتى تختم الآية، فإنك لن يزال عليك من الله حافظ، ولا يقربك شيطان حتى تصبح، ولا يقربك شيطان حتى تصبح. فخليت سبيله فأصبحت. فقال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما فعل أسيرك البارحة؟ فقلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: زعم أنه يعلمني كلمات ينفعني الله بها. فخليت سبيله. قال: ما هي؟ قال: قال لي: إذا أويت إلى فراشك فقرأ آية الكرسي من أولها حتى تختم الآية، الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. وقال لي: لن يزال عليك من الله حافظ، ولا يقربك شيطان حتى تصبح، وكانوا أحرس شيء على الخير. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: أما إنه قد صدقك وهو كذوب. تعلم من تخاطب مذ ثلاث ليال يا أبا هريرة؟ قال: لا. قال: ذاك شيطان. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam appointed me to look after the zakat of Ramadan, that is the sadaqatul fitr. This is the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, reported on the authority of Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made me responsible to look after the Sadaqatul Fitr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed me to look after the Zakat of Ramadan. That means the Sadaqatul Fitr. Sadaqatul Fitr, which is collected during the month of Ramadan so that it can be distributed amongst the poor before the Eid al-Fitr. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, when giving Sadaqatul Fitr in order to fulfill the obligation, used to give grains, barley, wheat, a measure during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was called sa'a. Like we have kilo, we have pound. So during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the measures was called sa'a. So the quantity of Sadaqatul Fitr during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was one sa'a dates, or one sa'a barley, or half sa' of wheat. Now in this day and age, the fuqaha, the ulama, the respected muftis, they make Sadaqatul Fitra very easy for us. They take out the price of half sa' wheat, and they tell us that 1 pound 50, they round it up and they say 1 pound 50 will be Sadaqatul Fitr. So 1 pound 50 is equivalent to half sa' wheat, or one sa' barley, or one sa' dates. That was the norm during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sadaqatul Fitr becomes wajib on the day of Eid. But it is permissible to fulfill the obligation before it becomes wajib. So the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in would take out Sadaqatul Fitr a couple of days before Eid, or a day before Eid, or morning of Eid. And because Sadaqatul Fitr was paid in the form of wheat, barley, dates, a place was appointed that this is where Sadaqatul Fitr will be gathered, or this is where Sadaqatul Fitr will be collected. They did not have large premises, so in the open field Sadaqatul Fitr was collected. And you would have a heap of dates, a heap of barley, a heap of wheat. And then it would be distributed amongst the poor according to their needs. The Baitul Mal itself would distribute it. So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed me and made me responsible to look after this Sadaqatul Fitr, because it was in heaps outside. It was not in the premises that you can lock it and go to sleep. Fa'atani atin. He said, whilst I was looking after this Sadaqatul Fitr, a person came. Faja'ala yahsu min at-ta'am. And he began taking the grain with both hands. So he started filling the bags that he had in the darkness of the night. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is watching him. This person is unaware that I am being watched. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, فَأَخَسْتُهُ. I caught him. And I said, وَاللَّهِ لَأَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I will definitely present you with a complaint to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will tell him what you are doing. Faqala, so he said, this Qamar said, Da'ni, leave me alone, please leave me. Fa'inni muhtaj, I am muhtaj, I am a needy person. Wa alayya iyal, and I am responsible for family. I have children and wife to look after. وَلِي حَاجَةٌ شَدِيدَةٌ. And I have a dire need. There is nothing in the home to feed the family. Please. I was desperate. And it is this desperation that made me make this mistake. قَالَ فَخَلَّيْتُ عَنْهُ. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I let him go. فَأَصْبَحْتُ. I entered the morning, the night passed, the day began, and I met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam after the Fajr Salat, before the Fajr Salat. Now this was the miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was made aware by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the incident of the night. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ. O Abu Huraira, مَا فَعَلَ أَسِيرُكَ الْبَارِحَةَ. What did your prisoner do last night? What did your captive do last night? How did he behave? قَالَ قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says, I said, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, شَكَى حَاجَةً شَدِيدَةً. He complained to me regarding a dire need. And he also complained that he was responsible for family. فَرَحِمْتُهُ. So I had pity for him. فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ. And I let him go. قَالَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَمَا إِنَّهُ قَدْ كَذَبَكَ وَسَيَعُودُ. O Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, indeed he has lied to you. وَسَيَعُودُ. And he will return. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, because of what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I knew he was going to return. فَرَسَتُّهُ. So I waited for him. I was ready for him today. فَجَعَلَ يَحْسُ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ. So he came and he started filling the bags again with both hands. فَأَخَسْتُهُ. I caught him. And I said the same thing. لَأَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And he repeated the same thing. دَعْنِي. Please leave me alone. فَإِنِّي مُهْتَاج. I am a needy person. وَعَلَيَّ عِيَال. And I am responsible for a family. La a'udu. But this time he made a promise that I will not return. Farahimtuhu. I had pity for him. A needy person. A desperate person. Now he is making a promise and he has repented and he says, I will not return. Fakhallaytu sabilahu. I let him go. Fasbahtu. In the morning, فَقَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ مَا فَعَلَ أَسِيرُكَ. O Abu Huraira, what did your captive do? What did your prisoner do? Again the same thing. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. شَكَى حَاجَةً شَدِيدَةً وَعِيَالًا. He complained regarding his dire need. He complained regarding his children, wife, family. So I had pity for him. So I let him go. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ama innahu qad kadhabaka wa sayyaudu." He has lied to you and he will return. Farasattuhu thalisata. I waited for him during the third night. Faja'ala yahsu min at-ta'am. He started filling his bags with both hands. Fa'akhastuhu. I caught him again. Faqultu, and I said, لَأَرْفَعَنَّكَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I will definitely present you to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with complaint. وَهَذَا آخِرُ ثَلَاثِ مَرَّاتِ. This is the last of the three times. No more. إِنَّكَ تَزْعُمُ. Every time you say and you claim, لَا تَعُودُ, that you will not return. ثُمَّ تَعُودُ, then you return again. قَالَ دَعَنِي. He said, let me go. أُعَلِّمْكَ كَلِمَاتٍ يَنْفَأُكَ اللَّهُ بِهَا. I will teach you some words through which Allah will give you benefit. The Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, were very greedy when it came to the Akhirah, when it came to the benefits of deen, benefits of spirituality, benefits of ilm. Let me go. This time he said, this is the last of the three times. No more. I will definitely take it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, if you let me go, I will teach you some words through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit you. Kultu ma huwa. So I said, what is that? Qala idha awaita ila firashika. When you take refuge in your bed, when you go to sleep. So when you intend to go to sleep, faqra ayatul kursi. Read ayatul kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Man dhal ladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi idni. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. When you intend to go to sleep, read Ayatul Kursi. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم حتى تختم الآية. Until you complete this verse. Until you complete this ayah. Till the end. How will Allah benefit you? فَإِنَّكَ لَنْ يَزَالَ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظٍ. Indeed. Throughout the night, a protector from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain with you. Benefit number one. Indeed, throughout the night, a protector from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain with you. وَلَا يَقْرَبُكَ شَيْطَانٌ حَتَّى تُصْبِحَ. And no shaitan will come near you until the morning. So a protector will protect you throughout the night and until the morning. No shaitan will be able to come near you. فَخَلَّيْتُ سَبِيلَهُ. I let him go. فَأَصْبَحْتُ. In the morning, فَقَالَ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا فَعَلَ أَسِيرُكَ الْبَارِهَةَ. O Abu Huraira, what did your captive do last night? فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I said, O Messenger of Allah, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ يُعَلِّمُنِي كَلِمَاتٍ يَنْفَعُونِ اللَّهُ بِهَا. He said, he will teach me some words through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit me. So I let him go. The first time I let him go, because I had pity for him. The second time I let him go, because he made a firm promise to me that he will not return. So I thought he has repented. And now the third time I let him go, because he promised to teach me something that will benefit me. He promised to teach me something through which Allah will benefit me. And if Allah benefits me, it is something that will benefit me in my deen, in my akhirat, in my spirituality. قَالَ مَا هِيَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what did he teach you? قَالَ Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, قَالَ لِي. He said to me, إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِكَ. When you intend to go to sleep, فَقْرَ آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي مِنْ أَوَّلِهَا. Read آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي from its beginning. حَتَّى تَخْتِمَ الْآيَةَ until you reach its end. اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ. وَقَالَ لِي. And he said to me, لَنْ يَزَالَ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظٌ. A protector will remain, a protector from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain with you throughout the night. And وَلَا يَقْرَبُكَ شَيْطَانٌ حَتَّى تُسْبِحَ. No shaitan will come near you until the morning. وَكَانُوا أَحْرَسَ شَيْءٍ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ. This is only for the students. Before I translate, there is iltifat from mutakallim to ghaib. وَكَانُوا أَحْرَسَ شَيْءٍ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ. Abu Huraira says, وَكُنَّا أَحْرَسَ شَيْءٍ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ. And we were the most greedy when it came to acquiring khair of the hereafter. We were the most greedy. So he is putting this as an excuse to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the first time I let him go because I had pity for him. Second time I let him go because he said, La Aud, I will not return. So I thought he has repented. And this time I let him go because we, the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, are the most greedy when it comes to acquiring khair. Learning things that leads a person towards khair. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أما إنه قد صدقك وهو كذوب. He has said the truth. Although he is a very big liar. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, this person, despite being a very big liar, he has said the truth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is confirming this fact that when a person reads Ayatul Kursi before retiring to bed or after retiring to bed before going to sleep, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint a protector for him who will protect him throughout the night, and no shaitan will be able to come near him throughout the night. And thereafter the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Huraira, Ta'alamu man tukhatibu mudh salasi layalin ya Abu Huraira. Ya Abu Huraira, do you know who you have been communicating with for the last three nights? Qala la. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu said, no, I don't know who this person is. Qala dhaka shaitan. It was shaitan. You have been speaking to shaitan for the last three nights. This person who has been coming is shaitan. Now it is not necessary that it is Iblis, the leader of the shayateen, any shaitan. There are so many shayateen. So this was a shaitan from the shayateen. And because their responsibility or their job or their occupation or their hobby or their engagement is always to destroy the future of the human, they know what protects a human. They know all the dose of khair. And they also know all the dose of shar. If they know all the dose of shar and all the dose of khair, then only they are able to mislead a person from the dose of khair towards the door of shar. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that he was a shaitan from the shayateen, who you have been speaking to for the last 3 nights. From this hadith, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, we understand the great virtue of Ayatul Kursi. And we must make it a habit from today of reciting Ayatul Kursi before going to sleep. We find a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala, wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that this verse is the most meritorious verses. This verse is the most meritorious verse from the verses of the Quran. And in another hadith, narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullahu ta'ala, Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that which verse is the greatest from the verses of the Quran, which ayah is the greatest from the ayat of the Quran. Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu said, I said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. This was the respect and the adab they had learned through the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How could I answer? He said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have more knowledge. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu says, faraddadaha miraran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued the same question. Ayyu ayatin fi kitabillahi adam. So I said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. He again asked, Ayyu ayatin fi kitabillahi azam, which is the greatest verse from the verses of the Quran. And I said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has more knowledge. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the question a few times, I thought I should answer the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because it seems that this is his desire. So he said, I said, Ayatul Kursi. Now, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu was not told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before this that Ayatul Kursi is the greatest verse from the verses of the Quran. So this was his own ijtihad, his own knowledge, his own ilm, his own hard work. So he was reading the Quran thoroughly with lot of concentration. And he had understood the Quran. So he said, O Messenger of Allah, Ayatul Kursi, this is my understanding. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirmed his answer. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِيَهْنِكَ الْعِلْمِ. May your ilm be mubarak for you. May Allah bless you more in your ilm. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Suratul Baqarate fiha ayatun sayyidatu ayil Quran. Said, in Surah Baqarah there is a verse, there is an ayah, which is the chief of the verses of the Quran. So the greatest verse of the Quran, chief of the verses of the Quran. لا تقرأ في بيت فيه شيطان إلا خرج منه. This verse is not recited in a house where shaitan is residing, but that shaitan has to leave that house. So whenever or wherever, in whichever house Ayatul Kursi is recited, shaitan cannot remain in that house. In another hadith narrated by Abu Umama radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a dubura kulli salatin maktubatin Ayatul Kursi. لم يمنعه من دخول الجنة إلا أن يموت. Whoever recites Ayatul Kursi after every fard salat, then the only barrier between him and Jannah is death. Only death is preventing him from entering Jannah. As soon as he dies, he will go straight into Jannah. So the program now is, we should recite Ayatul Kursi daily before going to sleep. We should also recite Ayatul Kursi after every fard salat. After dua, after tasbihat, before dua, after tasbihat, before tasbihat, before dua, after fard salat. And number three, now and then we should also recite Ayatul Kursi, because it is a weapon which protects a person from shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to practice. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu. Sayyidina wa Muhammad wa sallam. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما آتيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم. A friend of mine has passed away in Nuneaton today. All are requested to make dua for him and also carry out some good deed and pass on the sawab to him. Jazakumullah. He was one of those people who assisted the Islamic Dawa Academy also. And he had been ill for a number of months now. Otherwise, he was very regular in attending our programs also. And his son is a very close and dear murid of mine. His son wasn't able to come for regularly for so many months now, because he was serving his father. He was in bed. So he passed away. Make dua for him. And make dua for all the marhumin. We should always remember those who have passed away. My late father, rahimahullahu ta'ala, used to say, that if we remember those who have passed away and make dua for them, carry out some good amal and send sawab for them, then when we die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate the same for us. He will grant people to remember us.